Author J.D. Salinger was secretive and reclusive, and his neighbors in Cornish, New Hampshire guarded his privacy fiercely. So just about anything that gives us a peek into his world is of interest to those who loved his work. Recently, a home he once owned in Cornish, New Hampshire was put up for sale by its current owner. Salinger lived there for about 30 years, from the 50s to the 80s. Jane Dara is the real estate agent for the seller, and she joins us now from her office at Martha Diebold Real Estate in Hanover. Jane, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you.
So how much interest are you getting for this Salinger, former Salinger home?
Well, we're getting a huge amount of interest on two levels. One is from the media, who love to talk about Salinger. And, you know, we've had calls from London papers and Esquire magazine and all sorts of people. And then at the other level is people who might possibly be interested in buying it.
Right, which is probably more important to you.
It's probably more important to the seller, that's for sure.
The fact that Salinger lived there actually a selling point?
I think it is for some people. I mean, some people couldn't care less. And one person who I took to see the house, I told him Salinger lived there, and he said, "Who's that?" So, you know, it's all in your perspective. But I think, in general, people do have a fascination with fame.
But the sellers can't bump up the price by $200,000 or $300,000 just because Salinger lived there?
I don't think so, no. But when the bottom line comes to it, you have to get the bank to appraise it, so that's not going to work.
The bank doesn't care about Salinger. That's
not
the real...
Not even slightly, yes.
Jane, could you give us a walkthrough of the home and what it looks like?
Yes, certainly. It's a very, very pretty setting, and it is very secluded. It incorporates land on both sides of the road, and the road is pretty much of a non-event, very small. You walk into the house into a big... Well, not really big. None of the rooms is huge. It's not an enormous house at all. But into a family room, which is combined with the kitchen. And there's a fireplace, which is lovely. And off that, there is what could be a bedroom suite, presently being used as an office with a full bath off it. And then up half a dozen stairs to an enormous living room with exposed beams, kind of barny feeling rather than sophisticated. And there's a door from that living room into the garden, which is a beautiful spot with the lovely view of Mount Ascutney. And then upstairs to three bedrooms and a bath. So there are a total of two baths in the house. And then there's an apartment above the garage, which has another bath and another bedroom. And Salinger used to hang out a lot there, apparently, when he was on the outs with his wife.
He also built a tunnel.
He did build a tunnel from the basement of the house to the basement of the garage. Yes.
Was that connected also to when he was on the outs?
I don't know. I think the garage was the first thing that they built when they bought the property. So I'm not sure what the history is there.
So, Jane, how do you weed out the people who are just curious to get a peek at a home where this famous recluse lived from people who might actually want to buy the house and live in it?
Well, it's a fine line, but we're not interested in showings, you know, just for no real reason except curiosity. So really we just chat, and we chat quite a bit before we go and make sure that they're not just curiosity seekers. And the owner has also asked that nobody take any interior photographs other than our official professional photographer who was there. So I make that clear to people, too. So I think that pretty much discourages just the lookers.
Well, and if people want to have a look at the home, we'll put a link to your listing at vpr.net so people can get that sneak peek without having to call you. Who would be the right buyer for the Salinger house?
Well, probably I would think a couple. It's not a very big house. It's about 2,900 square feet. It has rooms that are on the small side. The bedrooms, for instance, I always think today people think their children need enormous bedrooms. It's as if they're minor royalty. And in those days, when this house was built in 1939, that was very definitely not the case. So I think probably a couple, because today everybody wants to have one guest room and two offices. So I think this house is ideally suited for that.
But it's not necessarily a starter home for a young couple just starting out. The asking price is $679,000.
That's right, which is beyond a great many young couples' reach, yes. So you'd have to want to be in the country. I could see it being a second home as well, because it is a beautiful spot to come to, and that, you know, the mountain view is just spectacular.
Jane, I understand that you're actually becoming something of a celebrity home seller, because earlier this year you sold a home that C. Everett Koop, the former Surgeon General, had lived in.
That's right. Realtor to the stars.
Is that something you've always aspired to?
No, it certainly isn't anything I've aspired to, but it adds a bit of humor, I guess, to the day.
So now people are going to come to you when they need to sell a home that has some special attributes or special previous owners and tenants. That's okay with you?
That's absolutely okay with me. I'd be thrilled.
Jane Dara is a real estate agent in Hanover, New Hampshire. She's been telling us about the former home of writer J.D. Salinger in Cornish. And as I said, we will post a link to the listing so you can peek in the house without having to call Jane Dara and annoying her. Jane, thank you very much for speaking with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.